It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Farah. Thanks for joining us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, our guest says when we think of the 1960s, the myth sometimes outweighs the reality, but it's vital that we understand how the 60s shaped our modern era.
First, Governor Walker has officially submitted his opposition to a set of federal environmental proposals. The Obama administration is asking the state to cut back on carbon dioxide emissions by 30% by the year 2030.
The governor says Wisconsin can't afford the hefty price tag that would come with implementing the new environmental standards. He says making the move from coal power to natural gas to meet those guidelines would lead to reliability issues for consumers.
Michael Kraft is with us now. He's a professor emeritus of public and environmental affairs at the UW-Green Bay. Michael, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Governor Walker says the price tag to implement the Obama administration's new clean air rules is around $13.4 billion. What do you make of that number?
I'm not sure what to make of it. It's a very large number, and I can understand that it would frighten some people to think the state of Wisconsin will spend $13 billion. What is not clear in the press releases that I've seen is what time period we're talking about. The EPA estimates for the entire country that by the year 2030, when these rules would be fully in force, it will cost between $7.3 and $8.8 billion per year. However, what the governor does not mention, nor the Department of Natural Resources or Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, is EPA says the benefits are roughly 10 times that, $55 billion to $93 billion per year over the life of the rule. You know, so it's easy to criticize any proposal. Well, it's going to cost money. But, you know, it's an equation. You have to look at the benefits of any rule, and the benefits come and improve public health and reduction in the economic costs of climate change. So it sounds frightening that we'd have to spend this much. But I would say, first of all, it's by no means clear that the governor and the DNR are even considering the benefits. And if they have and say, well, it still seems excessive or that Wisconsin is being treated more harshly than other states.
Right. That's another one of the governor's points, that Wisconsin has an excessive burden when it comes to these new rules, that Wisconsin would have to look at 34% reduction instead of 30%, for instance. Yeah. What about that? Is Wisconsin being treated unfairly?
That's probably true, and the reason is that Wisconsin is heavily dependent on the use of coal for generating electricity. The last time I checked, and the numbers I jotted down in front of me, is Wisconsin depends for the production of electricity 65% on coal and only 8.7% on natural gas. Many states, such as California, would be the reverse. That is almost wholly on natural gas and renewables and almost nothing on coal. So Wisconsin and other states in the Midwest and parts of the East Coast are more heavily dependent on coal, and that's a pattern that the EPA would like to change. And the reason is that coal is a very dirty fuel. It dramatically affects public health, and it is the chief contributor to climate change. About 40% of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. come from the burning of coal in electrical generating plants. And Wisconsin just lost a nuclear power plant recently. So it's not a surprise that the state would be a little more heavily affected. But I would also suggest that people need to look at the EPA rule. And yesterday was the last day to comment on the proposed rule. The final rule, of course, may be very different. And that is what the governor and the DNR and the business community are looking for. That is a set of rules that will be a little kinder toward Wisconsin.
Right.
And
the governor has.
And it may be the case.
The governor has asked to have some lenience in meeting some of these benchmarks by 2020, also asking that Wisconsin get some credit for past investments made in clean energy already. Is that something you think that would impact this?
And I'm sure the EPA will consider it. But I think what doesn't come across so well in the governor's comments and the statements I've seen from the Department of Natural Resources, which pretty much sided with the business community and rejected the argument of the environmentalists, is the EPA rule, this was one announced on June 2nd of this year, provided enormous flexibility for the states. For one thing, the states have 3 years to submit a plan for how they will comply. They have 15 years to implement the plan. And EPA says you don't necessarily have to cut back on coal-fired power plants if that's too expensive. You could increase energy efficiency, promote energy conservation, increase reliance on renewable energy, which Wisconsin legs on compared to states such as Minnesota and Iowa. You could switch from coal to natural gas, which is a much cleaner fuel. So in other words, the state has many options. It isn't just closing down coal-fired power plants. And when you combine those options, then you begin to see the real benefits that the EPA is talking about, both for the state and for the nation.
Now, the governor has also said that electricity rates would increase by as much as 30% as a result of that proposal.
Yeah.
What is your take on that number? That's a significant hike to consumers,
if true. I think he's wrong. I'm looking at the EPA statement that goes with this proposal, and they anticipate, again, this is over time, because these rules wouldn't even take full effect until about 2030, that we would have a decrease of 8% on electricity bills nationally. Now, every state will be a little different depending on the path it chooses. That is, whether it chooses to switch to natural gas or renewables. And there was some information just in the last couple of weeks that solar and wind energy, for example, are becoming competitive with conventional fuels. And I would expect that as technology improves and research intensifies, that we could well see an energy saving because solar and wind and biofuels and natural gas will be cheaper than relying on coal. So that does not increase electricity prices. It will decrease them.
Wouldn't there be a ramping up period before maybe we saw the price decreases you're projecting could happen, time when prices could spike?
Yes. Well, again, I that would not surprise me because we're heavily dependent on coal. So what we could see is several years of price increases followed by declining prices. And, of course, the energy production segment of the economy has been going through a great deal of change lately. Everyone knows gasoline prices have been plummeting. So it's hard to predict, you know, what next year or the following year will bring. Natural gas fracking or fracturing has greatly reduced the cost of natural gas. I think many utilities would argue it's cheaper to build a natural gas plant than a coal plant or to switch from a coal plant to those that can be converted over to natural gas. Developing wind power, which Wisconsin is not doing nearly as much as Minnesota and Iowa, would also greatly reduce costs over time. Plus, let's remember that the purpose of this rule is to combat climate change, and there are enormous economic and environmental and public health costs that come with climate change. As you head off at least some of the impacts of climate change, society benefits economically, environmentally, and in terms of public health. So I understand people say, well, it's going to cost us too much to do this or to do that. But you have to look at the full equation. That is, over the long term, are the benefits going to exceed the cost? Will people be better off with this rule change? And obviously, I think so. And I'm somewhat saddened that the business community in the state and the DNR and the governor think otherwise. The EPA, of course, was soliciting comments. It's received many comments. We'll now see what the final rule proposes. And I hope the state chooses the wisest way to respond to this rule. Again, every state can respond differently. Every one of the 50 states will have a somewhat different plan. And I'd like to think in the next 3 years or so, we would develop a very sensible plan that benefits people within the state.
Michael, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
That was Michael Kraft, Professor Emeritus of Public and Environmental Affairs at the UW-Green Bay.